This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Howdy, 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 ho. Here we are, another hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day Show. How do you like that for rhyming, Jay Kirshner?
I like howdy, it. Howdy.
Very nicely done, if I do say so myself. No lazy talent here. Everybody's at it, working through whatever it is we have to work through to get you to where you need to be, and we need to be where we need to be as well, and it's taken a lot of hard work for the folks at the new network, the USA Radio Network, and the folks at Radio America to make the transition. There have been, as I said, a few burps and other forms of gas, but I think we got it. I think we got it lit here now.
Oh, good.
Joe Biden says, speaking of gas, you're going to get some help from the feds. Isn't that great? Like it was his money or the government's money. You're going to get your own money back again to help pay for gas. Hey, how about, Joe, you go to the people that run the gas and oil companies and tell them to stop gouging the hell out of people?
Reimburse
how about we do that?
Them.
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't want money back. Just stop taking it in the first place. I'd much prefer that. Reimburse the companies.
He wants to possibly suspend the federal gas tax. Well, okay, but how many people are getting, you know, you look at the situation with all the money that's being spent, and you got to wonder, at least when I see the impact of inflation, what that's going to do to all of us, and then part of the inflation problem is what we did during the pandemic. I know it was good, it was helpful, kept a lot of people in business, including me, but now it's kind of time to get back to, you know, everybody seems to be working. Businesses have, we're on the uphill climb, but making it out of the hole. And then this comes along, thanks to Putin. There are all kinds of different pieces of this pie, Jay. One of them is what we're not doing about Putin that we ought to be doing about Putin. And how the rest of the world is so disrupted, which means we're going to have problems with the food supply chain, with the energy supply chain, with the back to chips and things that are, you know, more made, the heavy duty stuff that comes out of Ukraine, the special steel that they're the only ones that really make that steel. So here we go, around and around. The situation, if you go back 40 years, this past month, we have seen the highest inflation in 40 years in America. So we get the idea. It sounds good. People who don't think it through think, yeah, I want some government money to pay for the gas, or I want to kick off the gas tax. I'm not even sure how much the gas tax is anymore, the federal gas tax. There are three taxes on a gallon of gasoline that you buy. It's kind of like when you go to the restaurant, there's a state sales tax, there's a local sales tax. Well, in the case of gasoline, there's a federal excise tax on gasoline. Then there's a state tax on gasoline. And then a lot of communities add their own local taxes onto gasoline. And I don't know. I think it's 14. It's not a lot. It's like 14 or 15 cents, if memory serves me correctly. And I'm sure if I'm not right, somebody will address that issue by going to Facebook at Good Day Radio Show or Twitter at Good Day On Air and tell me you are a dummy. This is what the real story is. So, or Jay, who loves to go to Google and either prove me wrong or help me sound like I have some authority to my thinking, she'll tell me what the number is. I don't know what the number is.
We'll find it one way or another.
All right, so over the weekend, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I don't want to spend time on six people being killed, 42 people injured in shootings in nine U.S. cities over the weekend. What I do think is worthy of note is the story from the weekend that still is sort of developing, these quote-unquote sovereign citizens, Jay, who were arrested in California after deputies found some explosives in their car. Now, the question here is going to be, when it comes to bringing them to court, why were they arrested in the first place? Why were they stopped? What was going on? This is in San Bernardino County. There was live ammunition in the car, explosives in the car. This group lives in sort of a remote compound way outside, right in the desert outside of San Bernardino.
That is just terrifying.
Yeah. Well, apparently they stopped these guys because there were vehicle code violations. I love that. Lights out, you know, tailpipe makes too much noise, whatever it is. But there were three
windows
people.
Windows were too tinted.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So anyway, I was near Joshua Tree National Park, and that's a pretty remote area where a lot of fringe characters live. And this sovereign citizen group, they consider themselves exempt from U.S. law. They sometimes use violent tactics to justify their beliefs. So when they checked these guys out, the two men whose last name was Russell, deputies found that they were prohibited from owning firearms, possessing firearms, because they had a record. So that was the first question. You know, I ask why they got stopped, because sometimes I think police use any, if they just want to stop somebody, they come up with some reason. But in this case, it must have been, it was good. There's some woman involved in this too. Military grade explosives and ammunition. That's what they found in the Taurus when they stopped them. So they were booked for possession of explosive devices, possession of controlled substances. I wonder what the, you know, you can just imagine what the controlled substance was. Little wacky weed. You're not supposed to have, I think there's a law against being armed and having the wacky weed, isn't there? You're not supposed to have I think so, but I'm not sure.
Maybe in California, because I think in other places where it's legal, it's just the same as alcohol.
Yeah. Well, is it a good idea to have a gun when you're drunk? Probably not, right?
Great.
Probably not.
Definitely not.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I just find that whole thing, it's where they're always, I think the average person, we'd like to think, and I do, I like to live in my own little world, I suppose, thinking that more people are good than not. I think that is the case. But the other side of it is there are these people who are just plain crazy. And they are also angry, and anger and ignorance really a horrible combination. You put that with some alcohol and some wacky weed, and you got quite a... imagine what the children... I don't really care too much about the adults, other than what sort of things they're doing, but I wonder what the children's lives are like. When you live in a compound like that, what happens? What do you... What is that world like?
That's too much to think about.
It really is. It's just... I don't know. It takes your breath away, really. It does. All right. So in our next moment or two, we are going to talk about the largest fish ever caught. If you haven't seen this, you'll conjure up an image in your mind after I describe this fish right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. All right, there we go. 17 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So when I first saw this, I thought quickly, I thought it was Northern California. But it's Northern Cambodia. And maybe the two could be confused from time to time. Anyway, this fisherman hooked what researchers say is the largest, imagine this, freshwater fish ever caught. It's a giant stingray. You've seen pictures of it?
Yes. Oh,
they're all over social media. Wow.
This thing is ridiculous. And also, I can't be the only one that did not know stingray were also freshwater fish. I thought they were in oceans.
You know what? I think I thought that too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. But how did
like 660 pounds.
How did he wrestle it in? How did he get the size? It was 13 feet long. Its mouth was the size of a banana. A pretty small, 661 pounds.
This thing
so what do they do
rat.
With it? Yeah, but you don't eat stingrays, do you? Can you eat a stingray?
Oh, I thought so. You could. I thought you could eat anything that's in the sea or in water.
I don't know. What would a stingray
but
what, taste
how,
like?
Why would you not be afraid even trying to like wrangle this thing in that the stinger is going to come whip around?
Yeah, that's what. Well, are the stingrays?
That was my first thought. That was my second thought.
Is it poisonous? I'm showing my ignorance now about.
No, I don't think they're poisonous. They're just. That's how the crocodile hunter died. He took a stinger to the heart.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Now I remember that. Yeah, right. This looks like a pretty dangerous situation. Good to talk about from afar. Speaking of that, another discovery in the Middle East. A 3,400-year-old city in Iraq emerges from underwater. They're having a big drought in the middle. You know, you think of the desert, you think the Middle East is all desert, but there's some parts of it that are very lush. But here's this old city in Iraq, Persia, used to be Persia, that was discovered by some German archaeologists. This is near the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. You know where they are in northern Iraq?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What is today northern Iraq? So it's called Kamun, a Bronze Age city, major hub in the Mitanni Empire. I don't even remember that. I studied ancient history. I don't remember any of this stuff. But around from 1550 to 1350 BC. Imagine what they're finding.
And they had to work quick before the water came back.
Yeah, right. I think we have music a minute too early there, Randy. At any rate, the city, should I let him have it? No, that's okay. You can wish. You'll hear some things here and there. It's okay. Don't get excited. I'm not getting excited. So I'm just going back into some of the documents that they found. The discovery is mostly it's a fort, which is, you know, how... When you go back in history, you look at some of the European cities that you can go visit now and communities, and you go into places, no matter where you go, no matter what the era, there are always forts. There are always places, you know, they all try to remember Mosul in Israel, how to get up on top of the hill. This is an amazing reality. We've spent our whole career as human beings trying to protect ourselves from other human beings. Pretty amazing. 21 after the hour.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, 23 after the hour. It's social media time, trending time from the Good Day Show at gooddayshow.com. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. I noticed the last episode of, the last one they couldn't find of Sesame Street has been resurrected. The episode that was lost is now on social media.
Yeah. social media coming through.
Well, too scary. It was. Why was it so scary? What went on? I used to watch Sesame Street with my children from time to time. I used to learn things myself by watching Sesame Street, but I don't know this story at all. What's the scoop?
Yeah, so what's kind of fascinating, this is an episode that aired February 10th, 1976. It starred Margaret Hamilton reprising her role as the Wicked Witch
from
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Okay.
So the Green Witch is kind of terrorizing this man named David. It's a 15-minute show. It was quick. And through the episode, she loses her broomstick, gets it back from him. She's flying over the street, loses it again, like all of this stuff. And apparently, there were a lot of angry parents who wrote in to Sesame Street, like, why did you do this? My child is terrified. My child is having nightmares. My child never wants to watch Sesame Street again. All of this stuff. And this episode was banned, pretty much, and then refound by a fan from an archive Muppet Wiki, and good old social media finds it, posting it onto social media. People who are adults now, but were kids then, are remembering how scared they felt and all of this and chiming in. Well, here's the thing. Somebody else pointed out that Mr. Roger actually had her reprise the role in 1975 for the sole purpose of showing kids she wasn't reprising the role, but she was on with Mr. Rogers to discuss that it's all make-believe. Films are not real. There's nothing to be afraid of. So to see two children's shows just completely handled in opposite ways, it's astounding.
Yeah.
People were angry.
Yeah, I know. Well, people get angry about lots of stuff. Teach your children. They don't use the television set as a babysitter. Maybe that's the takeaway. Certainly Sesame Street has been a cultural mainstay for, 50 years, 60 years? I'm trying to remember when it first got started.
When was the first episode? That's a good question for the Googlebot.
I think a lot of people thought it was too liberal at the beginning because of its approach. Today, it would be dealing a lot with some of the things. I wonder, the transgender stuff and and inclusion, LGBTQ stuff, that sort of thing. I wonder, I wonder how that stuff gets handled today.
Yeah, there's a lot of inclusivity with things. There was a Disney series where the main character found out that who she believed to be her older sister was actually her mom. Mm-hmm. And the people who raised her, who she thought were her parents, were her grandparents. There was an episode of Muppet Babies where Gonzo, they're doing a knights and princesses thing, and Gonzo wants to wear a princess dress, and they're telling him he has to wear a knight's outfit, and so he kind of does a Cinderella situation, and they don't realize it's Gonzo, and then later he's like, I just really wanted to wear the dress, you know, no, I don't understand why it was a big deal kind of situation. So there's definitely a lot more storylines to include everybody.
Yeah. The deputies in Florida who were disciplined for the Saget death leak, these two spread the word of Saget's death, and so it was very inappropriate. These deputies, Emilio Silva and Stephen Reed, undisclosed penalties. They're still apparently on the job. But they took pictures and they sent the pictures around and stuff. Really no no.
It's like the same as the Kobe Bryant situation.
Yeah,
he and his daughter died.
Grow up. You know, then stop thinking about yourself. That's a problem. Sometimes it isn't just police, it's just people everywhere. They all want to feel important. Okay, I'll get the first shot out.
Yeah. They're the ones that broke the news.
Right. Yeah, no. Bad. All right, 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
I am Robert. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnybay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Made for TV January 6th committee is set to resume today. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is scheduled to testify. Tens of thousands of railway workers walked off the job in Britain on Tuesday, bringing the train system to a crawl in the country's biggest transit strike for nearly three decades. About 40,000 cleaners, signalers, maintenance workers, and station staff were holding a 24-hour strike. The President and First Lady visit a local COVID-19 vaccination clinic hosted by the District of Columbia's Department of Health. That'll take place at 2:30 this afternoon, Eastern. Rolling Stone is reporting a second American has been killed while fighting in Ukraine. A State Department spokesman confirmed in an email statement the death of U.S. citizen Steven Zabielski. With the highest gas tax in America, California will increase the rate by 3 cents a gallon at the end of the month. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Vice President Kamala Harris failed a history lesson about Juneteenth holiday Monday, telling kids that black people were enslaved in America for 400 years.
Today is the day to celebrate the principle of freedom. And think about it in terms of the context of history, knowing that black people in America were not free for 400 years of slavery, but that at the end of slavery, right, When that declaration happened, when the proclamation, Emancipation Proclamation happened, that America had to really think about defining freedom.
The vice president was off by more than 150 years. The leadership, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, are being called out for taking $350 million of payments from an unknown source. When a court ordered them to reveal the paperwork, the government agency hid the source of the payment by redacting the paperwork. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, and Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas on Monday, released a video outlining how the GOP might investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci's possible conflict of interest to the American people. Jordan and Marshall say that if the Republican Party wins back the House, the GOP will look to investigate 11 virologists, including Fauci, because the country deserves the truth, the congressman said. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hope that's the case. 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The enemy of truth decay. That's who we are. We means me, Doug, and Jay Kirshner, who's here at the ready talking about the events of the day, the issues of the day, people that people are talking about. Ben Stiller is a person of interest. I've never been a fan, but I thought this was interesting. He went to meet with the president, not of America, but of Ukraine. Stiller says, you're my hero. Okay,
yeah,
so
it was really cool. He was there with there as a UNHCR goodwill ambassador, meeting with Zelensky, touring occupied settlements in the Kyiv region, and it was just astounding, bringing more awareness. And they even discussed how you see video, you see pictures of things happening, and still nothing does any of it justice until you're actually on the ground and viewing it in real life.
Yeah, no, I think that goes without saying under the circumstances. So what are the things that are related? We've been talking about the recession here. We have a rocky road ahead of us for sure. Our household finances are headed for a rough patch. Prices are climbing at the fastest pace since Ronald Reagan first went into office after the debacle of Jimmy Carter and the oil, the problems we have with gasoline. 1978, 1979, there were lines. Price of gasoline went bananas. And so now we're back at that, all because of one person. This is pretty painful for a lot of families. individuals, families, and it's unlikely. You know, I just was looking at airfares to go back and forth to California, and the prices have gone, but I don't know who can afford, the average person, who can afford to pay these kind of prices. The airlines are in a difficult situation. This is the time of year when most people want to, or more people want to travel. Mm-hmm. So they can crank up the prices. Some of the prices are up 5, 6%, some of them 12% from last year. But then when travel falls off in the fall and through the winter, they're going to have to adjust. And so, you know, it's not going to be a pretty picture. And nobody's, you know, it'll be back to nobody making any money anymore because there's that balance. You got to stay in business, but how much can you charge before it's too much for people to be able to afford, no matter what it is? That goes for food, goes to the price of gasoline. It goes for any kind of price increase. The Fed's trying to bring inflation under control, raising interest rates, though I know I have a loan. An interest-only loan now, and it's gone up appreciably in just a month. So now, what do? We have less buying, and that means fewer people have to work, and that weakens the job market. You can go back and forth and up and down and sideways, and it's all because of this no-good SOB in Russia. Now, I suppose the payoff here, in part, is that the Russians have the worst recession going on there as well. It's the same there and then some, because they are not getting access to a lot of the things that they had access to. Russia is not a producing company, a country. It's not a great place to grow things. It's not a great place to make things. It's not a great place, period. It's a horrible place. And there are some beautiful parts of it. Ukraine, around Kiev, beautiful farmland. It's magnificent. You go up to St. Petersburg, Leningrad, that area of Russia is magnificent. But Moscow itself and any of the big cities that are industrial cities, dirty, horrible. And I've had that experience myself. That's why I can say with credibility what my experience was there. And the people are alcoholics because it's the weather's so bleak. 90% of the people that live in the USA, well, I was going to say USSR, the former Russian republics, are alcoholics. There is this, what are they, the alcohol, what do they call it, the fetal something syndrome? What's that called?
Oh, that babies get because the moms were drinking while they were in the womb.
Yeah, right.
Fetal alcohol syndrome.
That's what it is. Yeah, right. All kinds. And those babies are being adopted outside of Russia, and they're running into all kinds of problems. But make no mistake about it. Putin's generation is paying the price for what's going on. And we're paying the price for it because we don't have seemingly good leadership. I mean, it's more than one thing. It isn't just one person's fault. It isn't just one answer. But there's a combination. I've used this phrase a lot lately, the perfect storm. We have a perfect storm of all kinds of things happening at the same time, which is going to prove to be a real challenge as we move ahead. And, I mean, you don't have to be a genius to figure out the explanation for it. Frankly, I think my friend that owns the car dealerships is having a banner year. I find that interesting when you look at people and discretionary income. But we haven't had cars for, you know, new cars for 2 years. So people are buying used cars. Or if you're in the auto parts business, it's a great business to have. My friends at the Napa store, where I go all the time to get parts for trucks and tractors on the farm, I say, how's business? Great. Everybody's fixing the car, and they are. Mm-hmm. The car, you hear more advertisement for some of the national car, like O'Reilly's, right, AutoZone. We have all those ads here. That's because business is good. They're doing extraordinarily well. Anyway, the unemployment rate is still at 3.4% in our country, which is great. But going back to what happened and I don't know even why I mentioned this, I'm just looking at the numbers, it was 11-something percent when Reagan came into office. That's not good. There's nothing good about that kind of a number, frankly. So, anyway, what's the response? And the other thing, I suppose, if I leave without talking about housing, that's really what that may If the government stimulates things by, you know, building more affordable housing, we're doing that. We have new government, new leadership in my community, and one of the things that's happened is we have a new director of planning, and he came to address the local business association last week, talking about the hundreds of millions of dollars that are waiting to be spent to recreate the downtown area here. There are all kinds of plans, all sorts of things. Hopefully those will continue. The plans will become reality because that's good for work, et cetera, et cetera. But if you have to spend a lot of money borrowing money, then it may put the kibosh to some of these plans, at least for now. And anyway, so what's the good news?
Yeah, right.
The good news is I was listening. I went out to Western Mass last night to get some farm stuff, and I was coming back, and I love listening to baseball games on the radio. The two guys, Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione, who've been doing the broadcast. Castiglione's been doing the broadcast of the Red Sox for 40 years. He was a player, much beloved, and I just like listening to the two of them together. It's fun. And the Red Sox played what did they play last night? They played Cleveland. No, it wasn't Cleveland. But I forgot even who they played. Oh, no, I don't know who they played. That shows you how I was paying more attention to what they played.
No,
I think Tampa.
They played Detroit.
That's right. Tampa Bay was the Yankees. The Yankees won, I think, that game, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, Neil Diamond shows up at Fenway Park. One of the things that's happened, and I don't know why, somehow or other in the seventh inning stretch, Red Sox fans start singing Sweet Caroline. And so it's become a thing. So apparently Neil Diamond showed up at Fenway Park and led the crowd in Sweet Caroline. He had a Red Sox jacket on. He had a Red Sox hat on. He went out into the field serenading the crowd with the song. This was on Saturday. It wasn't last night. It was over the weekend. The Red Sox lost the game to St. Louis. But he's done it before, and it's kind of fun. And, you know, he's very stiff in person.
Well,
he's not, he's not a gregarious, wonderful, friendly, fine, fun guy. He's just not. But he got this at least. He doesn't live here. I don't know where he lives. I think he lives in L.A.
But what's so great about it is because he stopped touring. He retired from touring back in 2018 following
Parkinson's.
Disease diagnosis. And when he said it, he had apologized because he still had the last leg of that big 50-year anniversary world tour happening, and he was like, it's not going to be rescheduled. I think it was Australia and New Zealand. And he was like, even though I can't tour anymore, he's still going to be writing. He's still going to be working with music and working on other projects. He just couldn't do the big, massive traveling world tour kind of situation. But, I made it to Boston to sing Sweet Caroline. Have you ever seen him in concert, Doug? You've seen him in concert, right?
Yeah, he
sings Sweet Caroline like twice in a row, and then he always brings it back in during the encore. He is a performer that gives the people what he wants.
You know what the song's about, right?
Caroline Kennedy, right?
You sure?
Is it not Caroline Kennedy?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, that's what it was. Sounds like it. There's also that Red, Red Wine. There's a song about, Rosie, Cracklin' Rosie. That was not about a person. That was about wine. And he's got a lot of songs about wine. Red, Red Wine. You know, he's apparently likes his wine and likes to sing about it. So, very prolific, very, very successful American singer. And he actually is a Canadian. Came from Canada, not an American. But obviously likes it here better than living in Canada. Who would have thunk it? A late report on the police and how they screwed up in Uvalde. One more nail in their coffin, it would seem. We'll talk about that in a moment.
With constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
All right, 47 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a focus on the police officers. There were a number of them, Jay, apparently, who were armed with rifles, and they were just there. They just stood and waited in the hallway for nearly an hour while that kid shot the place up. What in the world?
Yeah, apparently they thought that it wasn't a hostage situation at that point, that there were no survivors in the room when there were.
Yeah, what gave them that? Where did they come up with that?
Yeah, bad call altogether.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to be critical of the police, and sometimes we overdo it. I think that's the case. My son and I were having a conversation over the weekend about he had a hat on. He loves to tweak me. So he knows when he can get me going on things. And we have a lot of stimulating conversation because he's very good at knowing, he's very much aware of what's going on. For somebody who's not actually doing it for a living like you and I are, we need to be abreast of what's going on conversationally. And we do, I think, a pretty good job of it. We don't know the whys and wherefores for everything. But anyway, Brendan had on his mind what some of the police were doing in Los Angeles, and they, generally speaking, he thinks he's an anarchist like I am, and we are kind of quiet anarchists. I don't like authority for authority's sake. I like respect. I like to do things when there's reason to do it. I like to try to help people along, do the right thing. And so when you look at these situations like existed in Uvalde, and you see that they were just standing around like bumbling fools. And there's
and
no way around it.
And parents were getting arrested because they were trying to break into the school to save their own kids.
Yeah, right. It was very, I added this because there was some new information, but it's not really new. It's the same stuff we've been talking about for weeks.
It's just more stuff is being confirmed, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose that's the way of looking at it. Yeah, right. Yep. All right, it's 10 before the hour. You're listening to Today's World on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, 53 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program on June the 21st. Primary polls for today, Alabama, Georgia, Virginia, and Arkansas. So what's at stake when you look around at the primaries? There were two Republicans, if I remember correctly, Jay, battling it out in Alabama for the Senate primary runoff there. And, of course, there'd be one that's endorsed by Trump, and there'd be somebody else who's not endorsed by
Those are going to be the identifiers we talk about later.
What is that?
It's just astounding.
It is
the
astounding.
The power Donald Trump holds over every news outlet and media.
It's waning. Anyway, Trump backed U.S. Representative Mo Brooks in the spring of last year, and now he rescinded it. And has somebody supporting somebody named Katie Britt. I don't care. I want to know what the issues are. He's not the issue. I want to know, what do you think about this issue?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about that problem?
What are the platforms? What are you going to do about it? What's it going to cost the American people?
Right. Exactly. In other races, Mayor Muriel Bowser facing voters, growing concerns about crime in Washington, as there ought to be. Runoffs in Georgia today. There's a couple of close contests in a couple of different congressional races, Secretary of State nomination, primaries in Virginia as well. Let's see, what are they doing there? Setting up a competitive congressional contest for the fall. Arkansas has a primary runoff for a couple of legislative races. So when you get down to brass tacks, the Richard's, I didn't realize this guy is that old. The Republican senator from Alabama, Richard Shelby, is 88. So he is retiring. He's been there 6 years. So 36 years he's been a senator. Too long. There should be absolutes when it comes to holding office and how long you can hold office. This is one of the, we need to have a constitutional convention in this country. These guys get so entrenched, they raise so much money, they have so much power, excuse me, and sometimes they abuse it. When you have that much power and influence, it's bound, the human condition is bound to lead you toward abuse. So, at any rate, I'm looking at some of the people, again, Trump and his baloney. Excuse me. Go ahead.
You were saying. Absurd. No, I was going to say, it is all kind of absurd the way everything is going.
Well, there's not a discussion of issues. Trump's not the issue. It's not about Trump. It ought not to be about Trump. And that's kind of a sickness, I think, in the system itself. We've got a lot of problems in it. You won't find inspired leadership when they're just fighting over a personality. And you don't know anything more about, if Trump backs him, then I'm voting for him. Huh? What is that?
Or on the opposite side. Oh, Trump's backing them. I'm not voting for them. Oh, they oppose Trump. I'm voting for them. They oppose Trump. I'm not voting for them. Yeah. Why is Trump tied to every sentence with the conversation about these people?
I think that's kind of the, why is there so much focus on him? He obviously speaks to a need that a lot of people have for clarity, and maybe this speaks to the whole general nature of American government, American politics, because he's somebody who came along at a time when people were PO'd. And people are still PO'd with justification. Not saying we don't all have a right to be PO'd. The government is run very poorly, and it isn't getting any better, and it didn't really get much better under Trump. Some things philosophically changed a bit for the 4 years he was there, but he didn't clear, what did he promise? He's going to drain the swamp. Well, he put more guys in there, like Sonny Perdue, who was the Secretary of Agriculture, who was the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
He plugged the hole that was supposedly going to drain the swamp, and guys like that. I don't know that much more about some of the other secretaries, but I do know that Sonny Perdue was the worst possible choice. Farmers everywhere agree with that statement. All he did was take care of his pals, his buddies, as has been proven over and over again with the amount of money that went from government sources to people who had no business getting it. So I don't know. I wonder if Trump's judgment in putting people into positions of power, if he did that bad a job with Sonny Perdue, then what else did he do in some of these other circumstances? And if that's the case, then why, again, is he looked up to? Is it because we have this anger, deep-seated anger in our guts about government? I don't like government.
He called a lot of people out.
Yeah, and that was necessary. But other than that, if he had a personality that was worth attention, then maybe he'd still be there. But it's his own. He's his own worst enemy. Anyway, enough about Trump. It's 59 past.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.